do that, Danny.
It doesn't.
You can't help it, can you? No, no. You cannot help yourself. There's words that lend themselves to stuff like that, isn't there?
Mm, like?
I don't know. I ain't that clever. I don't pre, you know.
I nearly wet myself.
It's your age.
It comes out.
I know. I done that when I was dancing. Well, I'm not. Oh, I don't dance.
Said,
I don't dance, bro. You phone me up and I'm talking to you. Well, on the phone's the best place to talk to you when you phone me up, to be quite honest with you.
Correct.
And I was like holding it in my one hand and shaking it with the other.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'd got my jeans on. Thank God there were buttons and there weren't zips. Because you know when you're like, your little man, it like drops down.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, then I was trying to get it back, and if you don't shake it enough, it just drips down it.
Correct.
And you've just had that now.
Mm.
Oh, go and get yourself checked out. Come on, Mars then, go on, aliens, let's talk about it.
You know, you sent me a link to this, is this a crash site in Antarctica?
Yeah.
I must have done something wrong. Because when I put those coordinates in, right?
I didn't look at coordinates.
There's coordinates you can put into your map. And I put those coordinates in, right?
Yeah.
And I got a supermarket in, I think it was Basingstoke.
Did you really?
And I thought,
nah.
Yeah, right. This ain't right.
It's quite, that's a bad sat-nav.
That looks nothing like a crash landing site.
Could you imagine that, if you'd done that? So, you know, you sat nav Mars, well, Antarctica, and end up in Basingstoke.
Yeah.
You'd be taking that back, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So I did eventually get it because I put the wrong bits in.
Oh, it was human error.
Yeah. Okay. And I did have a look. Okay. And, it's interesting, but not that interesting.
So what interests me? I'll tell you what interests me, right? Antarctica.
Of all the places to crash.
What, in that ice? Yeah, but it wasn't bloody icy before, was it?
Oh, see, it might not have been icy in them days.
Right, let's look at things in the cold light of day.
Cold.
Right, exactly.
Chitter, chitter.
Antarctica, it wasn't always frozen over. Right.
Nope.
It wasn't always frozen over. Something made it frozen over. Right. Something of biblical proportion made it freeze over. It would be quite feasible that something happened, asteroids, alien craft or whatever, smashed to the ground, right? Something happened where we were on about this bloody asteroid that's going to hit just after your birthday.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's not going to come now, is it?
Well, they don't know.
Disappointed about that.
Well, NASA reckons there's nothing out there.
No.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
Right, there's other people that reckon that there is. And there's also a blood moon. You know, so, you know, you pay your money, you take your chance, don't you? But for years and years and years, right, man and women, right, have been in a tent in Antarctica having a look at what's going on. Now, as far as I'm concerned, in Antarctica, there's fuck all there apart from penguins.
Mm. And snow.
And ice. So what are they looking at? There's something, there's always something more that's going on that governments know exactly what they're looking for, but they actually can't find that location.
Yes.
And it's a big lump of land mass.
Hmm. And if they did find it, do you think they'd tell us?
No.
No.
No, of course they wouldn't. And it's like this Mars, right? We've been having a look at Mars for a long time.
Yeah.
We've even had chocolate bars named after them.
Yeah.
They've been like subliminally telling us. Did you get that word right?
No.
Okay. Well, they've been brainwashing us for years about Mars, haven't they? And stuff like that. They know that something's going on up there or something went on.
Is that lady up there? Statue?
Well, I am absolutely convinced that there has been life forms.
What?
Probably still are. That lived off. And died out. And civilizations. Look at that bloke that they found in South Africa.
What, the bloke with the brain of an orange?
Yes.
Yes.
Instantly I thought of you.
Yes.
And to be fair...
I thought of you.
Yeah, there's a bit of a resemblance.
Yeah. There's more resemblance in you than me.
Well, that's very true.
Looks-wise.
But, you know, the missing link. There's loads of missing links. And what they're all doing at is trying to... It's like a dot the dot. Do you know what I mean? Then there's a couple of dots that's missed out, so it don't make sense. But they're still investigating. Why would we spend all this money on space and like Star Wars projects?
Why?
Why?
Money.
But mining. They're mining. Yeah, but they're looking for something exactly.
There's this comet that's apparently going to pass worth.
It's passed.
Trillion.
It's passed.
I missed it.
Yeah, we done it the other week. If Cameron could have got a big net and got it, he would have.
Yeah.
And that's what that's to me. These space projects, all these projects, they're all about money because they know there's jewels that they can get their hands on. That's why I think there was the battle. Who's going to get the moon first? I thought there was someone up there. The Americans and the what's it's all this Cold War, all this bullshit. It's all about money
the
and
Americans
power.
Wants to blow it up.
I know that it's
a nuke.
Yeah, but well, hey,
now they want to nuke Mars.
Exactly, they're ever so good at nuking things.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, they want to warm it up. Here's a good idea. It's too cold. It's too cold for humans to live on. So what we'll do, we'll nuke it. Well, how are they going to nuke it? I thought, and again, get this right, get this. When they nuked Hiroshima, right, the Enola Gay went above and dropped a bomb, right? Is that the only way you can drop a nuclear bomb? Or can you send it by a missile? I don't know.
Well, you can now, yeah.
Oh, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really, can you?
Yes, yes.
So I don't know about nuclear warheads
and
stuff like that.
It would take 7 minutes, I think, to get from Moscow to Birmingham.
Would it really?
You wouldn't have much time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Okay.
There are actually, the arsenal on the planet, there's enough nuclear bombs to blow the world up something like 1,500 times.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So they could certainly eat up Mars then?
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So would they just have to like aim at Mars?
Just aim it, point it, left a bit, right a bit, left a bit, right a bit, fire.
So it's a bit like the golden shot?
It is, yeah. Yeah. Burning the bolt.
Yeah. But if they miss Mars, they could like warm up Jupiter.
They could do, yeah. Yeah.
It's quite scary, isn't it, really?
It's frightening. It is frightening.
So anyhow, that's the idea. If we want to get Mars kind of ready for human habitat, shall we say. We're going to warm it up, and the best idea to warm it up is nuke it.
Wasn't the idea to nuke it so they could put it into like a different orbit or something?
What, like move it?
Yeah, move it a bit.
We don't like that it's not by the sun there. Let's move it the other side of Saturn.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Ordinary aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, move it a bit.
But what I didn't get was, would it need like one nuclear bomb?
Oh, it's going to need a few.
Oh, that's what I would have thought. Now, don't nuclear warheads and stuff like that have fallout?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't actually live, like, you know, where...
Well, no, but it'd probably be like 1,000 years.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it ain't for today, is it? It's for tomorrow. No. They ain't going to nuke it and like, come on, right, start moving up, like, you know, with the refugee crisis that we've got.
I'm thinking of like when this Earth dies, I suppose.
So the Earth is going to die. Everything dies. Yeah. No one lasts forever. No. You're going to die one of these days.
Oh, bugger.
I know. And if that, once it does hit the planet, you're going to die in Turkey.
Oh, no. Mind you, nice place to die.
Well, it is really, isn't it?
Yeah. Sitting there with an FS.
Well, you would do, wouldn't you? I'll be sitting there in Bartley Green,
think you'll be thinking, oh, I wish I was dying in Turkey.
Probably mowing my lawn.
Probably, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mowing my lawn. Ah, bollocks. What a time to strike it.
And there's him in bloody Turkey.
Lucky bastard, I'd say.
FS. Oh, I know. What a way to go.
I know. Still, that's life.
That's life.
But not as we know it, Jim. Thirty-five Viagra pills this bloke took. Oh, no. five-day erection. Hey, Monday's a Friday.
Down. Hey. Down.
Bloody hell.
Crikey, and he's washing out every day.
Well, you could do, couldn't you? I mean, if you had a big dumper.
Yeah.
You know, make a right... Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they'd see him coming, wouldn't they?
Tentpole and everything.
I know.
Do you like it?
How embarrassing would that be, though? Why would anybody take 35 Viagra pills? I mean, what to do? I believe.
Probably. Yeah.
I believe. I've never took one.
No, I mean, never need them.
Nah, I know you say that proudly, don't you? But 35. And that other bloke is...
Like, strapped. You know, that, like in a snake belt.
I know, but it'd be ever so uncomfortable. Because when it goes rock hard, you can't... If it's soft, right, back again hard and soft, ain't it?
Right, if
it's, you know, you'd have to, like, masking tape it to your leg, wouldn't it? Because it'd keep coming back up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah, it does.
You know, if you... Oh, man, poor, I wonder if he's got a girlfriend. Mind you, if he ain't, be a waste
of time. Probably got a flu now.
Be a waste of time taking him. And that bloke, he's been given a bionic penis, ain't he?
Has he?
Yeah. I bet his missus ain't slept for a week.
So bionic, as in, like, you know, he can, like...
It's a bionic cock.
Oh.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So has he got, like, a little remote control or something?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah,
you just press a button, it grows. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, probably made of iron or... Well, it'd have to be like... Any old iron?
Iron cock. A new superhero. Iron cock. He came from outer space.
We can go everywhere. Oh, dear, mate. What superhero would you be if you could be one?
Underpants man.
Would you? Did you see that bloke on the... What's he top of the... Was it Strange Ways? Yeah, he's like, you don't, you know, well, he's locked up for 23 hours a day, he thought I'd get a bit of fresh air. So he'd been on the roof, staying on there for 40 days. Yeah.
And he was on the roof?
Well, he was, yeah, exactly. He was in the paper the other day, and all he got on was a pair of Manchester United boxer shorts. It's going to get a bit cold, isn't it?
It's going to get a bit nippy, I tell you.
Yeah. Right.
Your head's got bigger.
I know. Threatened, not terrified. Threatened by bullying union rep. I cheated with girlfriend's pal and fear I'll do it again. A bit juicy. I love my ex and want him back. Wife obsessed with the guy she met on a business trip. Ex-partner still makes life a misery. Or, yeah, I quite like this. Teased about a gay man bag. We always have sex, don't we? Me and you.
I was going to say, they love it, hearts of work, didn't they?
Oh, I bet that bird. She put a profile up on LinkedIn. Mm. And this guy's gone, best photograph I've seen for a while, or best profile that I've seen for a while. She's proper gone for him. Not in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. It's been all over the news, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then that Miriam Stoppard, is it me? Not Miriam Stoppard. Ella Mirren.
Ella Mirren, the actress. Her brother.
Yeah. Like, don't put your arms around your girlfriend. It's like a sign of possession.
Oh, no. It's a sign of affection, surely.
Exactly. But no, you...
No, it's round her neck.
Oh, no. But it gets a bit too much, don't it? This sexism, feminism, bullshit. You put your arms around someone.
She was a lucky, you know, in her day.
She was a bit.
She was.
Didn't she do a nudie?
Yeah. She did, yeah. She got a boob, half a boob out, I think.
Yeah, mind you, she hadn't got much of a boob.
No.
Mind you, I tell you what, this bird's got a bit of a boob, and strictly no dance, no, you know.
Strictly no dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll run home winners. Tell you what. What's her name? Strictly Come Dancing star, Anthony Agogo, whatever his name is, has been put on a strict, but forget about this boozing. Professional dancer, O.T. Mabuse, 24. I tell you what. Yeah. She said he wants to take his shirt off. I'm like, no. Tell you what. Looking at her like that, I ain't surprised he wants to take his shirt off.
Holy mother.
God, she is gorgeous, isn't she?
Very, very.
I can say these things, because my wife don't listen to us.
That's all right.
Hello?
Graham Norton wouldn't give 50 pence for the acts on X Factor. And that Caroline Flack, she watches Strictly Come Dancing. They ain't going to like that on the X Factor.
No.
Getting more views than them. Yeah. Anyhow, right, teased about his man bag. Want your opinion on this? I don't know why they
you
have to give...
You have a man bag, don't you, really?
I've got a man bag there.
You have, haven't you?
Right. And it's very similar to my man bag, although this is more like a satchel. Do you remember when we used to go to school and have satchels?
No, I never had a satchel.
No.
Never had a uniform.
Never had a school. I'm a 25-year-old man, and I've always had a passion for clothes and accessories. Fair enough. On holiday recently, I bought myself a man bag, thinking it looked stylish. Well, if the picture is, like, you know, that is a stylish man bag, and I like his shoes as well. He's a very, very stylish man. But since I've been back at work, all the guys have been taking a piss. And they keep referring to my sexuality because I choose to carry one. The problem is, oh, he's gay. But that ain't a problem. Why is that a problem, mate? You know, it's their problem. It ain't your problem. So the problem is I'm gay, but I haven't come out yet. Okay. And the main... Yeah, I get this now. The main culprit for the insults is actually a guy I've had a crush on for a long time. Now, I've got a theory here. We've worked together for many years. Oh, we've even took up cycling together. And every time we're out for a ride, I want to tell him I love him.
I love you.
But I think he'll abuse... I think after all the abuse I've got over the bag, I think he might reject me. Help, please, biscuit boys. What's your... So what would your advice be?
Sorry, Miss Last Big, so I was...
Basically, right, he's in a bit of a dilemma, right? Because he fancies this bloke at work, but this bloke's taking a piss out of his man bag.
Right, okay. Right.
They've joined a cycling club. They ride together. Well, he doesn't know.
Oh, okay. It's a bit of a dilemma, isn't it?
Well, this is what he's saying now. You see. But,
because you've got to be careful.
He wants to make a move on this guy, right? But he doesn't know how to make the move. And he doesn't know whether, because he's abused him over his man bag.
Take 35 Viagra tablets. <in that room. laughs>
Well, how'd you do? Well, it's one of them things, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you want to break things because he doesn't know he's gay. He thinks he's a mate.
Oh, he doesn't know that he's the other chap's gay.
The bloke with the matting bag, right?
Yeah, he's gay.
He is gay.
Well, yes.
No, he's gay.
He's gay, right?
And he fancies the other. He loves the other bloke.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And he thought the other bloke loved him in a man kind of way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like we love each other.
But he might not be gay.
Exactly.
Might be like. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But now he started to take the piss out of his gay bag.
Oh.
He thinks, like, I've got no chance. But he still wants to kind of approach it. But he doesn't know whether he should or whether he shouldn't now.
I think he's sending out a back off.
Yeah.
Sort of sign.
Yeah.
I don't like your mum bag. I don't like you.
No, but he does like him. He's joined a cycling club with him. Oh, he's his mate, seriously.
Of course.
The besties.
Should have known.
No. But I'll say to this young man, yeah, that bloke also might be gay.
He might be.
Right? He may be going, ah, yeah, you gay there with your gay man bag to all his mates.
You see what I mean? Yeah.
But he likes it, really. And I think this is the way this kid's thinking. Is he rebelling about that? Because a lot of gay people... standing like, I'm not gay, but they are, and in front of the mates be very bravado, but when he's with him on his like cycling trips, he's very probably nice and sending out other messages to him. I'd just ask him, I'd say, hey, Brian.
So his name?
No.
Okay.
We've covered up his name.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, disguises. I'd just say, look, this is the way it is. I'm gay. I love ya. Do you love me back? What's he going to do? What's the worst he's going to do? Smack him in the gob.
Exactly.
Right. At least he's asked the question.
Well, yeah.
I mean, how many birds...
He's going to find out either way.
How many birds have you said, do you fancy a bit? And they've smacked you in the gob.
How long ago?
A long time ago. For legal reasons...
This week or last week?
French toilets. French toilets, round that time.
Oh,
we've God. All been, ain't we? We've all been smacked round the gob by a bird that we've tried to,
you
and
know
it
what?
Hasn't worked.
I've got to be honest. I've never been smacked round a gob.
Nah, to be fair, I haven't.
Yeah.
I asked my first wife, who happened to me second as well. It was August, so, you know, we used to go to this place in August. It was a family do get-together. And it was hot in this, like, it was a school, right? Well, they were caretakers of a Birmingham school.
So you went on to a school?
No, it was... It's a holiday.
Oh, just when you said you went away?
No, when I was out with, like, my... girlfriend,
right, okay.
Who happened to be my first two wives.
Two wives, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And we were in this place, and to get away from, like, it was hot, I said, do you want to come out for a bit of fresh air? Now, that was my way of, you know, getting her on me own.
Yeah.
And then you chat a bit. You chat a bit, don't you?
Yeah.
You kind of like...
Not so much chatting.
Well, you kind of touch each other, don't you? You know,
yeah.
I'm just on about you brush up against each other.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then the girl will probably start flicking the air. Because they do, to sign. You know what I mean? And then they'll start playing with the air.
Yeah.
And then she'll put her head onto the one side. And then all these kind of things happen. You're getting one or two signs. And when you're confident enough, you know, you get in their space, you see, don't you?
Yeah.
And if they, you know, are quite happy with you, they'll allow you into their space. And then...
third base.
You're in,
ain't
you? Yeah. Then you're in, basically.
Like, yeah.
Well, I can't...
your answer.
Exactly. So I've done all these things, tested the water, tippy-toed in, tippy-toed out, back in, back out, all the rest of it. So I thought, right, make your move, son. You know what she said? Go away.
Bye-bye.
Seriously?
Piss off, Baldy.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. I thought, Christ, this is hard work.
Oh,
you know what?
Persevered, didn't
you? Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I never knew what she looked like for the first 3 months. Because when I used to date, I used to go around there. She'd only, like, we'd only sit in the dark. I'd get to turn the light on and she'd turn the light off.
You had us all entertained. Your performance hasn't changed. Save the features on your face. But when the spotlight moves away, what else can you say? But today was not your day. Oh, oh, oh. You could have stars, drunk champagne on top of Mars, but it all went wrong. Swinging in Manhattan bars with the girls who broke your hearts. Well, they broke your heart. When did you makeup on, the show goes on. You've got your makeup on. The show goes on. The show.
besotted by fit guy I spied in a shower. I looked at that and I thought, blimey, okay. I go to the gym every night just to bump into another guy there. Okay, yeah. Get this next bit. I split up with my girlfriend 3 months ago. Are you getting where it's coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No, okay. I'll read on. We both realised the relationship had run its course. I'm a 27-year-old man, and I've only ever been in straight relationships. I have experimented with men, but never became involved with any of them. I see a guy regularly at my gym. He's about the same age as me, and he's very fit. We have never really spoken apart from the odd hi, and now I have a big crush on him. I saw him naked in the showers, and it blew my mind. I bet it wasn't the only thing you wanted to blow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just have a very strange vision when somebody says I've experimented with men.
Yeah.
I just think of the lab.
Yeah. I can't stop thinking about him, and every time I go to the gym, I'm hoping to see him there. What's your advice? You've got a crush. He's got a man crush.
Well, does he really need my advice? I mean,
well, he's asked Deirdre, so I suppose he wants some.
He's got to go where your heart is.
See, Deirdre has suggested get talking to the guy. I think it's a good starter.
Yeah.
Suggest a drink or a coffee so that you can get to know him. And ask whether he's single. Ask whether he is free. But I think this is the most important question. You've got to try and ascertain whether he's straight or he's gay.
Mm.
Or is a bit of both, you see.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't expect too much. Because, you know, don't just come out with it. I'd drop... if I was him, I'd just drop the odd subtle hint.
Pardon?
You know, just ask him his taste in music for, you know... Oh, by the way, Jordan's gone back to having a normal boobs.
I know, same picture. She looks okay, actually. I think, actually, originally, she's got a pretty girl.
I just don't like this kind of... Why do they have to have bigger boobs? I mean, we like big boobs, don't we?
Small boobs.
Yeah, but if girls have got smaller boobs, have smaller boobs.
Well,
don't like you, exactly. Don't put things in them.
Saucers.
Well, yeah. She must have, you know, where she's got her shoes. Because girls have loads of shoes, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
She must have a shoe rack there and then a boob rack there. She'd be better off, Jordan, having a zip underneath her boobs.
Yeah. What size can I have to know?
Exactly.
Ooh, I'll have some 34s.
Mm. So she'll go, I tell you what, I'm going to have the red shoes.
Mm.
I'm going to have the red top. And I'm going to have the...
Double D.
Double D tonight. Double D.
Yeah. Who's going to be there? Oh, yeah. Double D.
She'll go double D. And that's what she should... that's what she could do, couldn't she? But, going on under the knife and all that stuff. And that bird as well, eh? 919 bonks in 24 hours.
That's rubbish.
God. Imagine being the 920th. Imagine waiting that time.
Yeah.
I mean, he must have been preparing himself.
Yeah.
You know, for ages. He probably went in the toilet maybe 3 or 4 times.
He probably went off at the end.
Now's me big moment. That's it now, John. Yeah, thanks for coming, lads. But she's full up now.
Thanks for coming, all of you.